Reading from Madhyalila, chapter 4, entitled Sri Madhavendra Puri's Devotional Service, text number 112 to 123. So we're reading the translations till 122 and then 123 as a purport. 112. Remunate kela gopinata darshana tarrupa dekina hila vivalamana. Going into South India, Sri Madhavendra Puri visited Remuna, where Gopinath is situated. Upon seeing the beauty of the deity, Madhavendra Puri was overwhelmed. 113. Nritya Gita Kari Jaga Mohan Vasila Kya Kya Bhoga Lage Brahmane Puchila. In the corridor of the temple from which people generally view the deity, Madhavendra Puri chanted and danced. Then he sat down there and asked a Brahmana what kinds of foods they offer to the deity.
Sevara Shaustava Deki Anandita Mane Uttama Bhoga Lage Etha Bhuji Anumane.
From the excellence of the arrangements, Madhavendra Puri understood by deduction that only the best food was offered.
Yaicheha Bhoga Lage Sakalai Puchiba Taiche Bhyane Bhoga Gopale Lagaiba.
Madhavendra Puri thought, I shall inquire from the priest what foods are offered to Gopinath, so that by making arrangements in our kitchen we can offer similar foods to Sri Gopal.
Ei lagi puchilena brahmanera sthane brahmana kahila sab bhoga vivarane.
When the Brahman priest was questioned about this matter, he explained in detail what kinds of foods were offered to the deity of Gopinath.
Sandhyay bhoga lage kshira amrita keli nama dvadasha amrita patre bhari amrita samana.
The Brahman priest said, in the evening the deity is offered sweet rice in 12 earthen pots. Because the taste is as good as nectar, amrit, it is named amrit keli.
Gopinathera kshira bali prasiddha nama yara prithvite aiche bhoga kaha nahi yara.
The sweet rice is celebrated throughout the world as Gopinath Kheer. It is not offered anywhere else in the world.
Hena kale sei bhoga thakura lagila shuni puri gosai kichu mane vicharila.
While Madhavendra Puri was talking with the Brahmana priest, the sweet rice was placed before the deity as an offering. Hearing this, Madhavendra Puri thought as follows.
Ayachita khira prasad alpa yadipai svadajani taiche khira gopale lagai.
If without my asking a little sweet rice is given to me, I can then taste it and make a similar preparation to offer to my Lord Gopal.
Echai lajja pai pan Vishnu smaran kaila hena kale bhogasari arati bajila.
Madhavendra Puri became greatly ashamed when he desired to taste the sweet rice, and he immediately began to think of Lord Vishnu. While he was thus thinking of Lord Vishnu, the offering was completed and the aarti ceremony began.
Aarti dekhiya puri kaila namaskaram bahire aila kare kichu na kahiyara.
After the aarti was finished, Madhavendra Puri offered his obeisances to the deity and then left the temple. He did not say anything more to anyone. Text 123.
Ayachita vritti puri virakta udasa. Ayachita paile khana nahi upavasa. Ayachita vritti puri virakta udasa. Ayachita paile khana nahi upavasa. Ayachita vritti puri virakta udasa. Ayachita paile khana nahi upavasa.
What meaning?
Ayachita vritti,
accustomed to avoid begging.
Puri, Madhavendra Puri. विरक्त अनअटैच्ड उदास इंडिफरेंट अयाचित विदाउट बेगिंग पाइले इफ गेटिंग खाना ही ईट्स नहे इफ नॉट उपवास फास्टिंग Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sri Madhavendra Puri avoided begging. He was completely unattached and indifferent to material things. If without his begging someone offered him some food, he would eat. Otherwise, he would fast. Purport. This is the Paramhamsa stage, the highest stage for a sannyasi. A sannyasi can beg from door to door just to collect food, but a paramhamsa who has taken ayachita vritti or ajgar vritti does not ask anyone for food. If someone offers him food voluntarily, he eats. Ayachita vritti means being accustomed to refrain from begging, and ajgar vritti indicates one who is compared to a python, the big snake that makes no effort to acquire food, but rather allows food to come automatically within its mouth. In other words, a Paramhamsa simply engages exclusively in the service of the Lord without caring even for eating or sleeping. It was stated about the six Goswamis, Nidra Hara Vihara Kadi Vijitau. In the Paramhamsa stage, one conquers the desire for sleep, food and sense gratification. One remains a humble, meek mendicant engaged in the service of the Lord day and night. Madhavendra Puri had attained this Paramhamsa stage. So here we are reading about the activities of Paramhamsa Bhakta, Madhavendra Puri, as is being described over here. So, definitely, speaking about such a Paramhamsa Bhakta requires some qualification. We are simply trying to repeat the words of the previous Acharyas. A question may arise that, especially in regards to this purport that is being spoken of here, how Madhavendra Puri hardly cared about eating and sleeping. And he was totally detached. So, somebody may say, okay, this is for the Paramhamsas. How much does it really concern me? Anyways, I'm not on that platform. Why bother? Once Srila Prabhupada was speaking about the 12 Mahajans, and he gave a list of all the 12 Mahajans. And at the end, one devotee, he said, Prabhupada, you're the 13th. And Prabhupada replied, you're the 14th. In another similar instance, when Prabhupada was speaking about a similar topic, about how it is essential for one, as one progresses in Krishna consciousness, to reduce the bodily demands of eating and sleeping and become more and more attached to Krishna. So when Prabhupada was speaking on that topic, so one of the disciples, he said, but Prabhupada, this is only possible for the Paramhamsas like you. So Prabhupada replied, why don't you become a Paramhamsa? This was what Prabhupada expected from the devotees. Not to simply remain on the platform that they are in. Not to remain satisfied with one's own practice of devotional service, but to
to always endeavor and always have the desire to make progress, to ultimately reach that topmost platform of a Paramhamsa as being described over here. We're seeing that in this life story of Madhavendrapuri as being described over here, we see one prime quality of Madhavendrapuri, and that is how he is ready to sacrifice for the service of the Lord, not caring about his own comforts whatsoever. And we see right from the beginning of the story how as soon as Madhavendrapuri got the instruction from the Lord himself to go and collect the sandalwood paste, without even a second thought, Madhavendrapuri immediately leaves to go and get the sandalwood. He never thought, how is it going to be possible? How can I go such a long distance from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri? No railways, no airways, walking for days and days through the forests. Who will give food? Nobody knows. What an austerity! Madhavendrapuri was ready to undergo that austerity for the sake of pleasing the Lord. Why? Because that is the meaning of love. Love means sacrifice. Without sacrifice, there is no meaning to the word love. One may sing all sorts of songs, I love you and you love me, and all those fantastic poems. One may say all those things, but what is the real meaning of love? We find all these wonderful songs may be there, but a slight disturbance in the sense gratification and all relationships are broken. That's not love. That's simply lip service. That's all. But real love means that in spite of any number of obstacles, in spite of any number of reasons for the relationship to break, when the relationship does not break, that is real love. Here we find in the case of Madhavendrapuri, he knew there would be so many difficulties, so many obstacles, but he is ready to undergo all of them. For what? Simply for the sake of pleasing the object of love, that is the Supreme Lord. Jaya Shri Radha Radha Kuram Ji Ki, Jaya Shri Krishna Balaram Ki. This is what is called the burden of love. Srila Prabhupada in one purport describes there are two types of burdens. One is the burden of the beast and the other is the burden of love. What is the burden of the beast? Prabhupada always gave the classical example of the burden of the beast, the ass. What does the ass do? The ass carries huge burdens on its back. Do you think he likes it? No, he doesn't like it. But he thinks, if I have to get some grass, I have to carry this burden. He has no liking for it. But what to do? To feed the stomach. He thinks, okay, I'll carry anyways. But what is the burden of love? The classic example that is given is the love of the mother for the child. There may be so many difficulties. The mother may have to get up in the middle of the night. Middle of the night, the child cries. He wants to pass urine and stool. So much mischief. But the mother never says, "To hell with this child. From today onwards, no food for the child. Starve." Mother never thinks like that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself describes that when the child passes urine and stool, small child, he passes in the bed, the mother has to clean. But for the mother thinks that this is Chatushma. Mahaprabhu is describing a mixture of aguru and sandalwood and musk. One of the most fragrant substances is Chatushma. Mahaprabhu says, when the small child passes urine and stool, that is what the mother feels like. Of course, we don't know how many mothers feel that way, but at least that's what Mahaprabhu says, what the mother must be feeling. Why? Because of love. Similarly, here we find Madhavendra Puri. He has to carry this huge burden of sandalwood. But for him, it is the burden of love. The Supreme Lord Shri Krishna himself, as he's studying in the Gurukul of Sandipani Muni, Sandipani Muni orders Krishna and Sudama to collect logs of wood and bring to the ashram. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the ultimate supreme enjoyer, supreme controller, supreme proprietor, who can order the Supreme Lord? But here, his guru Sandipani Muni is asking him to get those logs of wood. And Krishna goes. Like any other ordinary child, he goes to the forest to collect those logs of wood on his head he's carrying along with Sudama. On the way there is storm and rain. They lose their way. But still, they're carrying those logs of wood. Sandipani Muni is worried about them. Next morning he comes searching for his disciples. And when he sees them totally drenched from the rain, but still carrying the logs of wood, Sandipani Muni is greatly impressed. He's very happy. He says, in this world, most people are simply attached to their bodies. And the sense gratification they can derive from the bodies. But it's so rare to find someone who's ready to give up that sense gratification for the pleasure of the spiritual master. Because of this, I bless you that whatever you have studied in the ashram, you will never forget. That's how one gets blessings of the spiritual master. That's how one gets real spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge is not achieved simply by studying the books. One may have to study them. But if one is not sincere in following the instructions of the spiritual master, that theoretical knowledge will never turn into realization. What is the result? The result will be that okay, today I hear this knowledge, tomorrow it is forgotten. Why? Because there is no realization. Today I know, I read, I hear the importance of following the regulative principles. But tomorrow, it may be very difficult for me to follow. Why? Because I don't have the realization about the importance of following. How does the Gyan turn into Vigyan? By hearing and then following. Then one can steadily practice. So, real knowledge, Vigyan, is obtained by the sincerity of practice. One may learn all the shlokas of the Bhagavad Gita. One may be expert in giving the most eloquent lectures, impressing thousands and thousands of people. But one will not be able to follow unless one is sincere in one's practice. That is sacrifice. We find Krishna himself setting the example. For the sake of fulfilling the instructions of the spiritual master, that sacrifice becomes essential. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, again the Supreme Lord, sacrificed the comforts of his home, the association of a most loving mother, a most beautiful and chaste wife. He gives up that association, takes sannyas. It was not something which was very pleasing to him. He had to break the hearts of his most loving devotees, his most intimate associates. He had to break their hearts. Why? Why that sacrifice? For fulfilling the mission of the Supreme Lord to deliver the conditioned souls. Here Prabhupada is speaking about the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Coming from aristocratic families, they had everything what they wanted. Big posts, scholarly persons, all facilities, everything they had. But they gave it all up. What for? Giving up eating and sleeping. Living under different trees every night. Hardly slept for 1.5 hours every night. Raghunath Das Goswami, simply drinking 3 drops of buttermilk every 3 days and yet thinking this is sense gratification. Why? Only for the purpose of benefiting the society by writing books, chanting the holy names, preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya day and night. That is and has been the mode of the acharyas down the lines. Sacrifice for the sake of pleasing the Lords. That's the meaning of love. And coming down in parampara, we see His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He could have comfortably stayed in his rooms at the Radha Damodar temple at the age of 70 years. Srila Prabhupada is coming to the west to preach. No acquaintances, no money. What a sacrifice. Prabhupada is doing that. For what? Simply to fulfill the instructions of a spiritual master. That's all. To please the spiritual master and to please the Lord. Prabhupada could have lived a cozy life in Vrindavan. He was not satisfied with that. And the simple reason is to please the spiritual master, follow his instructions, and ultimately to please the Supreme Lord. And we find the same sacrifice has been made by Srila Prabhupada's disciples. There is this well-known pastime of how Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to have hot rice on the train. Srila Prabhupada expressed his desire to his disciples Yamuna Mataji and Kaushalya Mataji. As soon as they heard that desire of Srila Prabhupada, immediately they went to the pantry car and they asked the in charge, "Our spiritual master is traveling on this train, he wants some hot rice, can we cook?" He said, "Forget it, this is not according to the rules of the train, nothing doing." Matajis could have thought, you know, what to do. They could have gone back to Prabhupada, said, "Prabhupada, very difficult on this train." No. They were determined. They went to the main in charge, the main guard of the train, and they asked the same question to him. He also said, no, this is out of question, impossible. And Yamuna Mataji, she tells him, "If you do not allow me to cook rice on this train, at this very moment, I will jump off this train." And she meant it. It was not simply some words to frighten the person. Well, he got frightened. But she meant it. She would have done it if he would not have allowed. She was serious. But the guard thought, this will be real nuisance. So better let this lady do whatever she wants. And he informed the pantry car in charge, let this lady do whatever she wants. And then the Matajis go to the kitchen, and what do you expect in a pantry car of the train? Dirty vessels, where they cook all sorts of abominable things. So these Matajis, they took some 2-3 vessels and scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed till they are perfectly clean. And then they cooked hot lemon rice for Prabhupada. They put the rice on a plate and brought it before Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada smiled. He was so pleased. And he said, "These are my goddesses of fortune." What else is required for perfection? The smile of the spiritual master, the happiness of the spiritual master, is all what is required for a disciple. But in order for that to happen, there was a sacrifice that was made. And so we find that is the burden of love. It's a burden, no doubt it's a burden. But carrying that burden means one has love. Just like if, for any one of us, practically, if our parents were to come at the middle of the night from wherever, whichever place, over here, would we not go to receive them? Or would we say, okay, they will manage themselves. Who's going to go in the middle of the night to receive them? Forget it. I don't think so. Any gentleman or gentlewoman would do that. They would go to receive them. Why? Because there's a relationship of love. That's what we are all striving to achieve. We are all striving to achieve Krishna Prem. We are all striving to achieve that love of God. But that love is not cheap. It's not sentimental. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada writes that famous statement, the Nectar of Instruction. Devotional service is not a matter of sentimental speculation or imaginative ecstasy. It's a matter of practical activity. One cannot imagine or one cannot speculate how I can please the Lord. Just like once one devotee, he was dressing small deity of Krishna, and I don't remember exactly whether it was Prabhupada was watching or some senior devotee was watching. He was dressing the deity of Krishna, and as he was dressing, the deity slipped from his hand. And the devotee was saying, "Hey Krishna, where are you going?" Prabhupada said, "Don't be sentimental. Don't think, don't imagine yourself to be on an exalted platform where you have the adhikar to speak to the deity and think you can play with the Lord. Understand, you're on Vedi platform. Vedi platform means rules and regulations. So no need of any, you know, imaginative ecstasy. No need of imagining oneself to be on a very elevated platform where one is floating in the waves of spontaneous love. That's sahajism. Nor one needs to speculate about how devotional service is to be performed.
Right.
That is mental speculation of the jnanis. So one need not be a sahajya or a jnani or a mayavadi. One has to be a bhakta, a devotee. And as far as devotional service is concerned, what Prabhupada expected was following rules and regulations as per what the acharyas have given. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, one of the principles of devotional service is shato vritte, following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. That's the process. So on the path of Vedi Sadhana Bhakti, love means following rules and regulations. That is love. Why? Because by following the process, one will ultimately come to the platform of love. There are no shortcuts. There are no shortcuts. One cannot think that, you know, I will not perform this Vedi Marg, but I will jump to Raga Marg. No, it doesn't happen like that. One has to follow the process. By sincerely following the process, one will develop that love, one will develop that attraction to the Lord. And so therefore, what is most important for us is to follow the rules and regulations that have been given by the acharyas. to follow the process. Then one will be able to come to this platform as being spoken of here, the platform of Madhavendra Puri, the Paramahamsa stage, where one can totally renounce eating and sleeping and 24 hours just be focused on Krishna's service. That should be our goal. Our goal should be to come to that platform. But to come to that platform, what is most essential is to follow the process that has been given in the Vedi Marg now. And so, on the Vedi platform, devotional service is an austerity. Definitely it's an austerity. Therefore, Rupa Goswami is speaking of in the Nectar of Instruction that just like the jaundice patient, for the jaundice patient, the sugarcane juice, if it is like Kerala juice. Why? Because he is a disease. But if he continues taking that, he will get cured of his disease. And then at a certain point of time, he will actually begin to taste the sweetness of the sugarcane juice. So on the path of Vedi Bhakti, it's definitely an austerity to follow the principles. But that is the burden of love. If we want to ultimately develop love for the Lord, we have to be ready to take this burden of love. So yes, getting up for Mangalarti may be an austerity. Chanting the holy names may be an austerity. Attending the Srimad Bhagavatam class, very big austerity. Doing services, austerity. But how can anything come cheap? The materialists are working hard day and night. They are working. Very enthusiastically they are working. But they are simply carrying the burden of the beast. They are looking for a holiday. But what to do? If I want sense gratification, I have to earn money. So I have to work. But just see, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we can learn from the materialists. What is their enthusiasm to work hard, like asses, day and night, to get sense gratification? We can learn some utsah from them. Similarly, for the devotees, well, this may be a burden, a sacrifice, but that is what is needed if one is serious to ultimately achieve love for the Lord. The chanting of the holy names especially, and attending the morning program, very, very difficult. I would like to mention two instances of Srila Prabhupada. Once Srila Prabhupada, in 1976, Prabhupada was sick. Not 1976, I think 76 or 77. Prabhupada was in the Kumbh Mela. Prabhupada, 77, right? Prabhupada was, January of 77. Very cold. Prabhupada was in Allahabad. And Prabhupada was noticing that the devotees are not coming for Mangalarti. They are cozily sleeping in the cold morning hours. So it said, early morning hours, sleep is the best. And what to speak, especially if it is cold and there's a warm blanket or sleeping bag. So many of the devotees were not coming. So Prabhupada wanted to set the standard by his own example. So Prabhupada got up early in the morning at 4 o'clock and directly Prabhupada went under the hand pump and Prabhupada started taking the cold shower under the hand pump. Just imagine, January. I'm sure you all must have had experience here, right, in Delhi. It must be very cold in January, right? I doubt if there could be anyone who's taking a cold water shower in January over here. But Prabhupada did that. Just imagine, 1977, Prabhupada was so old and sick. Prabhupada did that just to show an example for everyone what it means to practice devotional service. And when devotees saw that, they were shocked. And then they also followed the example. Prabhupada did it. You know, we are young, in 20s. We must do something. Sometimes devotees have a conception that, okay, this morning program, this sadhana is there, but more important are services. Let's preach. We will deliver the world. After all, this is a preaching moment. Well, morning program is all right. Once Prabhupada was giving a Bhagavatam class, so Prabhupada was seeing who are all the devotees present. So Prabhupada, he saw that one devotee was missing. Prabhupada turned to the temple president and he asked him, "Where is the devotee?" So temple president replied, "Prabhupada, that devotee is busy. He is doing some service." Prabhupada said, "What service?" "It is only work, not service. In order for one to do service as service and not work, there's a difference between the two. Service means out of love. Work means as a burden. So, if one wants to continue to maintain the consciousness that I'm doing this service for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna with love, and love means attention to details, if one has to steadily do the service, not for just 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, but whole life, if one wants to continue to render service with love, one must have the right consciousness. That consciousness can be cultivated when there is purification of the heart. That purification of the heart takes place essentially by chanting the holy names and hearing Krishna Katha. And that is essentially what takes place in the morning program. Prabhupada gave great emphasis on this morning program because Krishna consciousness is a scientific process. It's not a hodgepodge. Prabhupada gave a very scientific process because in this morning program, all the 5 most potent items of devotional service are practiced. What are the 5 most potent items of devotional service? Chanting the holy names, hearing Bhagavatam, serving the Vaishnavas, associating with them, deity worship, and Mathuravas. All 5 items are present. We are in the holiest of holy places here, right here. This is whose abode? This is the abode of Shishi Radha Radhika Raman. This place is no ordinary place. This is not different from Vaikuntha, as Srila Prabhupada said, if we are in the right consciousness. And so, within this most holy place, which is non different from Mathura or Vrindavan, all the items of devotional service are being practiced. What can be more potent than this? If we are neglectful, we are missing the greatest opportunity to make great spiritual advancements. It may be a burden, but if we accept this as a burden of love and take the sacrifice, make the sacrifice to sincerely attend. Prabhupada, in many of his letters, there's one letter where Prabhupada says, he's writing to all GBCs and temple presidents, and he says, it is the duty of all the GBCs and temple presidents to make sure that all devotees attend the entire morning program and the evening program. As far as the evening program is concerned, if the devotees are out on book distribution, then they can be spared. Otherwise, everyone should attend. And the next important statement he makes is, within these spiritual practices lies the spiritual strength of our movement. I'm repeating the statement. These are Srila Prabhupada's words. Every morning we are singing Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Aikya Arana Koriho Mane Asha. We may be saying this for many, many years, but if we are really serious, then these are Srila Prabhupada's words. Within these spiritual practices lies the spiritual strength of our movements, individually and collectively. In a lecture, Srila Prabhupada says, unless one has developed love for chanting the holy names, how can one distribute the holy names to others? Preaching is not simply a matter of giving a lecture. Preaching means transformation of the heart. That transformation of the heart takes place to the degree one is pure. Purity is the force. That purity essentially comes by the sincere chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And as Prabhupada said, sincere chanting means hearing while chanting. Otherwise, one could be chanting for, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, one could be chanting for years and years and years, for not only years, millions of lifetimes. Yet there will be no change in the hearts if one is not serious to hear. The medicine has to go inside. So Prabhupada writes, just like if a person has a disease, he goes to the doctor, doctor gives him a medicine and a diet. And the doctor may say, okay, this medicine 3 times every day. And patient may say, okay, you know, bitter medicine, why 3 times? Maybe 1 time is okay. Okay, you may say it is okay, but the fact remains that if you don't take it 3 times, medicine is not going to work. Simple as that. So I may say it is okay, but doctor is saying it's not okay. My mind is saying it is okay. So whom should I follow? My mind or the doctor? Similarly, Srila Prabhupada again and again repeated, the most important instruction of the spiritual master amongst all instructions is to sincerely chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra every day. And that's most difficult for the conditioned souls. Because what will one achieve by chanting Hare Krishna? Will my name be announced in the morning program? Will I get some trophy? Will I get some medal? Sorry sir, you won't get anything. Result of chanting Hare Krishna is to chant more Hare Krishna, that's all. Conditioned soul thinks, kya milne wala hai? Kuch nahi. Kon dekhne wala hai? Koi bhi nahi. If I collect great amount of funds, well, my name will be announced. Big book distribution, name will be announced. Big preaching, so many followers. Wow, it's great. Chanting the holy names? Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? Who cares? This is the conditioning of the conditioned soul, the fruitive mentality. But Srila Prabhupada says the most important instruction amongst all instructions is to sincerely chant 16 rounds of the holy names. To the degree we put emphasis on this, the medicine goes inside. The purification will take place. The purity will increase. And that purity will be the force for ourselves to sustain ourselves in Krishna consciousness and then to attract others to come to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, Prabhupada says, one cannot be steady in one's practice. And so therefore, if one wants to come to this platform, this Paramhamsa stage as being spoken of here, of Madhavendra Puri, where one is totally attached to the Supreme Lord, so much attached that one does not care for one's own bodily needs of eating and sleeping. If one wants to come to that stage of Paramhamsa, Krishna praying, what is required now is we follow the simple process of Krishna consciousness as given by Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas. Within these simple instructions that Srila Prabhupada has given us, these instructions are filled with the potency of the entire Guru Parampara. Thus, by following these simple instructions, one can make great spiritual advancements and ultimately come to this platform of the Paramhamsa stage of Krishna praying. And so, this is the burden of love. Madhavendra Puri was ready to take this burden of love for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's the important lesson that we learn from the lives of these Acharyas. That's the reason why we read the lives of the Acharyas, so that we know exactly what it means to practice devotional service. And so, it's a great fortune that we have been given these purports by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada has given us everything. He has given us the books. He has given us his instructions. He has given us the devotees. He has given us the beautiful deities. He has given us everything by which we can perfect our lives, attain to the ultimate stage of Krishna praying. All that is needed is our sincere efforts to try and follow. Thank you very much. So although I have spoken all these things, I personally am trying my humble efforts to try and follow, and we seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis to make our efforts to follow these instructions of Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. If there are one or two questions, we can take. Yes, Prabhu. There's another microphone.
Normally we see like doing a preaching and in our practice also. Like
maybe we'll take the question answers in Hindi, so you can ask in Hindi and we'll speak.
Actually, मैं ऐसा होता है प्रभुजी कि दूसरों के जीवन में भी हम देखते हैं और अपने जीवन में कई बार देखते हैं कि भावुकतावश प्रैक्टिस किया जाता है स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ को, और अपने जीवन में कई बार देखते हैं इस प्रकार से, तो इसमें किस प्रकार से हम भेद कर सकते हैं जिससे कि हम लोग इससे बचे रहे और कभी भी दूसरे व्यक्ति को भी उससे भी पता चल जाए कि क्या चीज है ये चीज, कम से कम अपने आप को हम सेव कर सकते हैं इस चीज से, और हम क्लियर रहे कि हमें इस तरीके से चलना है, इस प्रकार से चलना चाहिए।
तो जो भावुकता से जो भक्ति की जाती है वो मन के स्तर पर किया जाता है, और मन का कार्य क्या है, संकल्प विकल्प। तो मन के लिए कुछ चीज आज अच्छा लगेंगे, कल अच्छा नहीं लगेंगे। तो अगर सब कुछ ठीक चल रहा है भक्ति में तो मन बोलेगा ठीक है भक्ति करो, अगर कल कुछ कठिनाई है तो मन बोलेगा ठीक है छोड़ दो, कौन उठाएगा इतना तकलीफ, छोड़ दो। तो यह है मन का कार्य। लेकिन गुरु वंदन में हम गाते हैं, गुरु पूजा में, गुरु मुख पद्म वाक्य चित्ते ते कोरिया ऐक्या आरना कोरी हो मने आशा। तो मन में जो भी ये संकल्प विकल्प है सबको लात मारकर भगाना चाहिए, और मन में केवल जो गुरुवाणी है, गुरु मुख पद्म वाक्य, केवल गुरु के वाणी को उस मन में बिठाना चाहिए। तो जब गुरु के वाणी को हम मन में बिठाते हैं, हृदय में बिठाते हैं, और केवल उनको पालन करने के लिए हम प्रयास करते हैं, और जो मन के लिए अच्छा है बुरा है इन सबको छोड़ देते हैं, ये जो मन की जो कल्पनाएं हैं इन सबको हम छोड़ देंगे, तभी हम उस भावुकता को हम छोड़ सकते हैं। तो जब हम मन के स्तर पर हम भक्ति करते हैं तो वो बहुत बड़ा प्रॉब्लम है। तो मन बोलेगा ठीक है आज मंगलारती में क्यों जाना है, सो जाओ, कौन देखने वाला है, ठीक है। तो यह है मन के स्तर पर। लेकिन वेदी भक्ति में क्या है, जो गुरु के वाणी को महत्व दिया जाता है। हालांकि मन को अच्छा लगे या न लगे, जब हम गुरु के वाणी को प्रदान देते हुए उन गुरु के वाणी को हम पालन करने का जब हम प्रयास करेंगे तभी उस भावुकता को हम छोड़ सकते हैं। तभी क्या होगा, प्रेमा भक्ति यहां होते अविद्या विनाशयते। तभी क्या होगा, प्रेम भक्ति जो माधवेंद्रपुरी के पास जो प्रेम है, जो प्रेम माधवेंद्रपुरी यहां पर आए इस दुनिया में उस प्रेम को बांटने के लिए, और उस प्रेम के स्तर पर अगर हमें आना है तो उस भावुकता को छोड़कर जो गुरु के वाणी है उस वाणी को पालन करना पड़ेगा। तभी प्रेमा भक्ति यहां होते अविद्या विनाश। तो निश्चित है कि यह कुछ इसके लिए कुछ त्याग की आवश्यकता है, लेकिन वही त्याग जो है वो प्रेम का लक्षण है। अगर त्याग नहीं तो किस किस प्रकार का प्रेम है, वो प्रेम नहीं है। फिर प्रेम का मतलब है त्याग, जैसे कि हमने मां और बच्चे का उदाहरण दिया, तो जरूर उस प्रेम के लिए त्याग की आवश्यकता है, ठीक है। हरे कृष्ण। और किस एक प्रश्न है नंबर फ्रॉम माता जी।
थैंक यू वेरी मच प्रभु, वेरी वंडरफुल क्लास ऑन इंपॉर्टेंस ऑफ मॉर्निंग प्रोग्राम एंड फॉलोइंग रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस एंड कैरिंग द बर्डन ऑफ लव, वेरी नाइसली डिस्क्राइब्ड। प्रभु जी, व्हाट वी ऑब्जर्व इज दैट आफ्टर स्पेंडिंग फ्यू इयर्स इन आवर सोसाइटी, slowly slowly the enthusiasm for morning program goes down and the mind gives lots of justifications of our health, of our services, of the general atmosphere. So many reasons are mind will give and we feel ourselves completely justified in skipping the morning program or making our own morning program, skipping this part, skipping that part, doing this. So this tendency is, you know, how to maintain this enthusiasm to follow as it is, not to concoct our own morning program or skip it.
So should I translate in Hindi? तो प्रभु जी पूछ रहे कि जो कुछ सालों के बाद हम मॉर्निंग प्रोग्राम या जो अन्य विधि विधान हैं उनको पालन करने में हम थोड़ा ढीला हो जाते हैं और सोचते कि ठीक है इतना कड़क रूप से पालन करने की क्या आवश्यकता है तो हम कैसे बचे इससे. श्री प्रभुपाद जी और उनके शिष्यगण शुरू शुरू में जब जुहू में थे तो उस समय जुहू का जो जमीन था वो अभी जैसा नहीं था, पूरा कीचड़ और मच्छर और चूहे, बहुत मुश्किल था. और उसमें भी ये जो पाश्चात्य देश के शिष्यगण, उनको तो बहुत ही मुश्किल था वहां रहना, बहुत बीमार हो रहे थे और बहुत ही मुश्किल था उनको. तो भक्तगण प्रभुपाद जी से जाकर मिले और उनसे कहा, प्रभुपाद जी ये बहुत मुश्किल हो रहा है, हमें यहां रहना बहुत ही मुश्किल है. तो प्रभुपाद जी उनसे केवल एक प्रश्न किए. प्रभुपाद जी उनसे पूछा, आर यू सीरियस टू गो बैक टू गॉड हेड? क्या आप गंभीर हो, क्या आप सही में चाहते हैं कि भगवत धाम वापस लौटना है? तो अगर हमें जो लक्ष्य है वो लक्ष्य पता है, वो लक्ष्य कितना ऊंचा है, कोई साधारण चीज नहीं है. एक बता रहे थे और मेरा स्वयं का भी अनुभव है, अगर एक देश से दूसरे देश जाना है तो क्या क्या नहीं करना पड़ता है. पासपोर्ट मिलना बहुत ही मुश्किल चीज है, कभी कभी बहुत दिन लगता है, उसके बाद वीजा, उसके बाद जेट लैग, बहुत ही मुश्किल है. तो इस भौतिक दुनिया में अगर एक देश से दूसरा देश जाना है तो इतना तकलीफ है, तो अगर इस भौतिक ब्रह्मांड को छोड़कर आध्यात्मिक जगत में जाना है तो क्या आसान बात होगा? सोचने की बात है. लेकिन यहां से यूएस जाना है तो लोग सोचते हैं बस अमेरिका तो स्वर्गलोक की तरह है, तो कुछ भी करने के लिए तैयार होते हैं लोग. लेकिन अभी हम भगवत धाम जाने का प्रयास कर रहे हैं तो कैसे आसान होगा? तो इसलिए फिर भी देखा जाए तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने बहुत सरल कर दिया, बहुत ही आसान कर दिया देखा जाए तो. और श्रील प्रभुपाद जी ने तो और भी आसान कर दिया, केवल 16 माला, कम से कम 16 माला ध्यान पूर्वक जप करना. अभी हम बोलेंगे वो भी बहुत मुश्किल है तो और कौन क्या कर सकता है. तो अभी इतना कम करके दिया है तो प्रभुपाद जी कहते थे अभी इस युग में सर पर खड़ा होना और तरह तरह के आसन करना और ध्यान में रहना ये सब करने की जरूरत नहीं है, अभी कलयुग में केवल हरिनाम लेना है बस, केवल 16. और उसमें भी प्रभुपाद जी ने केवल 16 माला दिया है. और अगर वो भी हम ध्यान पूर्वक नहीं करेंगे, हम सोचेंगे ठीक है थोड़ा न्यूज़पेपर भी पढ़ लेंगे साथ में, थोड़ा इधर उधर देखेंगे, थोड़ा बीच में सेवा भी कर लेंगे, थोड़ा ये करेंगे वो करेंगे, अगर 16 माला भी ध्यान पूर्वक हम नहीं करेंगे तो फिर बहुत ही मुश्किल है. तो इसलिए जब लक्ष्य हमें बहुत क्लियर है, स्पष्ट है, और हम उस लक्ष्य की ओर जाने के लिए जब हम पूरी तरह से प्रयास करेंगे तभी हम इन विधि विधानों को हम ध्यान पूर्वक पालन करेंगे। और जब हम देखेंगे कि जो हमारे आचार्यगणों ने उन्होंने कितना तकलीफ उठाया है, उन्होंने कितना त्याग किया है, हमारा तो कुछ भी नहीं उनके सामने। हाँ, हमें तो कोई नहीं बोल रहा है कि रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी की तरह तीन दिन में तीन बूंद चांस लेना है। हमें तो अच्छी तरह से तीन दिन में तीन बार फीस मिल रहा है, तो उतना तपस्या तो है ही नहीं, तो बस थोड़ा सा तपस्या है। तो अगर यह तपस्या भी हम करने के लिए तैयार नहीं है तो फिर इसका मतलब यह है कि हम गंभीर नहीं है उस कृष्ण प्रेम पाने के लिए। तो फिर अगर हम कृष्ण पाने के लिए गंभीर नहीं है तो ठीक है, माया बोली कि ठीक है इस साइड तो आ जाओ, तो वही होता है। क्योंकि जब हम गंभीर नहीं है इसमें तो फिर एक व्यक्ति बहुत आसानी से माया के प्रभाव में आ जाता है। तो इसलिए अगर माया से बचना है और कृष्ण प्रेम को पाना है तो एक ही तरीका है, और दूसरा तरीका है ही नहीं। और वो तरीका है मुख्यतः ध्यान पूर्वक हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। और जो भी आचार्य जो विधि विधान दिया है उनको हम पालन करके हम बहुत आसानी से इस कलयुग में उस कृष्ण प्रेम को हम पा सकते हैं। बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। श्री प्रभुपाद की, श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत की, समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की, नदाय गौर प्रेमानंदे, हरे कृष्णा।